Hello.
Hi, my name is Carlos. How you doing today?
Okay, Carlos, what's up?
We're interviewing voters in Ohio about important issues, and I assure you that we're not selling anything, and your responses remain strictly confidential. You want to help me out today, sir?
No, I didn't quite understand what you're about again. Tell me that again.
Okay, sir. So my name is Carlos, and today we're interviewing voters in Ohio about important issues, and I assure you that we're not selling anything to you, okay?
What do you mean? It's a survey?
Yeah, it's a survey by NORS. And your responses are really strictly confidential, okay?
All right, go ahead.
Okay, so to make sure that we have a representative sample, can you please tell me your age? So you're between 18 and 29, between 30 and 49, between 50 and 64.
I'm over 70.
Over 70, so 65 and older. So the media in the United States generally classifies people as white, Anglo, Hispanic, or Latino, black, Asian, or other. What do you consider yourself?
I'm a white person.
Thank you.
According to normal. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so you consider yourself to be Hispanic or Latino ancestry?
No, I'm not. I'm actually Hungarian Irish. Go ahead.
Okay. And are you currently registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
And there was an election in Ohio on November 7, 2023. Did you vote in that election?
Yes.
Okay, so it's still a long wait time off, but the next major election in the country will be the presidential election taking place in November 2024. How likely will you say you're able to vote in the general election? Very likely, somewhat likely?
Very likely, very, very likely. Yep.
Okay. So in your opinion, what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States?
You want just say what I think?
Yeah, your opinion, sir. So I'm just going to say just a few. So you go like jobs, economy, inflation, foreign policy, disinformation,
right.
Election security.
Disinformation, and the most important thing is to prevent Trump from ever being in office again.
So will you say Donald Trump then?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And when did you decide that you were definitely going to vote in this year's election on election day or a few days before the election? A few weeks before the election or months before the election?
You mean vote by mail, that kind of thing?
No, well, when did you decide that you were definitely going to vote in this year's election?
I always vote.
So you decided we're on election day, a few days before the election day, a few weeks before the election day, or months before the election day?
Months. Okay, we'll say that.
Okay, so in just a few words, if you had to narrow it down to just one thing, what was the most important reason that you decided to vote in this election in Ohio?
To prevent Donald Trump occupying any office in the United States again.
So basically prevent Donald Trump to go in office.
That's right.
All right. So here's a summary of one of the issues of this year's ballot in Ohio. Please indicate how you vote in this issue, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So issue number one in the summary is please provide a state constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions, including but not limited to decisions about abortion, contraception, fertility treatment, miscarriage care, and continuing pregnancy, and allow the state to restrict abortion after fetal viability, except when necessary to protect the pregnant patient's life or health. And no vote opposed amending the Ohio Constitution to provide a constitutional right to make and carry out one's reproductive decisions. Now, based on that, yes, sir.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, based on that summary, how did you vote on issue number one? Yes or no?
I voted yes.
Okay. And why did you vote yes on that issue?
Because I believe that it's a fundamental right to be able to choose whether or not you're going to conceive or carry to term or to make other decisions about your health and reproduction rights. I think it's a fundamental right.
Fundamental right to decide?
Yes. You should have that without obstructing your ability to get an abortion, to carry to term, to have your own ability to have birth control, et cetera, and also other women's health care issues. Okay, so that's what I'm for. So I voted yes.
Thank you. So you said you voted yes on issue number one on the November 7th election in Ohio. When exactly did you decide how you were going to vote on issue number one on election day? A few days before the election, a few weeks before the election, months before the election?
Months.
Okay. So I'm going to read you some different ways that people might have heard about the election this year. So please tell me whether you experienced these things in the same election cycle. So you heard this in language, English language TV ads, Spanish language TV ads, English language radio ads, Spanish language radio ads, English language online digital ads and videos like YouTube, Spanish online digital ads and videos like YouTube, social media like TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, phone calls or text from volunteers, someone coming to my door, billboards and yard signs, direct mail, family members or friends talking about the election, church, social clubs, or community groups.
Well, I can say this. I consume a lot of media, okay? So I get most of my information from media, but that's how I guess that's the proper answer on that.
So you said
could be any
media?
Any kind of media. I read Spanish. I follow Spanish topics. I follow world topics. I'm very on top of news. Okay.
Okay. So will you say social media, English language TV ads, and Spanish language TV ads?
I would say media. Period. Literally, honest. It would be mostly like, for example, data feeds online. Okay, that's where I'm getting most of it. I get it on TV too, the major channels. I get it from the BBC. I get it from the Deutsche Welle. I get it from other sources that most people don't read. I especially like the Guardian, New York Times, the Los Angeles Times, major outlets like that, especially people that support the Reuters principles of news. Okay.
Thank you, sir, for that information. Now considering an issue that specifically focuses on reproductive health or abortion access, whose opinion and perspective do you trust and respect the most, as well as believe to be the most credible? Friends and family, healthcare medical professionals, faith, religious leaders, clergy, women in general, women who experience an abortion, men in general, men who experience an abortion with their wife, partner, or girlfriend, elected officials, Planned Parenthood, pro-life organizations, celebrity social media influencers.
I can simplify that really quick. Planned Parenthood and also medical the second the third one you read in, some medical medical people like that.
Okay. And did you remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw, or heard prior to the November 7th election in Ohio that specifically impacted how or if you voted in this election? Yes or no?
Yes, I listened to the Republicans say that the mother's health does not matter whatsoever, and I think they're full of shit. Okay, how's that sound?
Okay, so the next question
sorry
was...
Sorry for the bad word.
No, but that was the next question. You actually answered that question because the next one was, what was that particular thing that specifically impacted how if you voted in this election?
Yeah, it was about the fact that they don't think that the mother comes first.
Okay.
And that's what comes first.
So how would you say your response is? What impacted?
I don't know what you mean by that. I'm not sure what to answer there.
Yeah, so what was that particular thing that specifically impacted how or if you voted in this election?
Oh, it's the fact that they don't consider women, that the mother's life comes first, okay? And that is the primary factor in the determining whether a pregnancy should go through.
Okay. Okay.
I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Before I forget it. Yeah, what organization are you with again?
NORS.
Norse. And what is Norse, if you could tell me?
It's a survey that we do, like, every year. So, like, during this time, and so it's just already the election in Ohio, we like you to do the survey, see how everything went.
Yes, but are you sponsored by any particular group?
Yeah, Norse Service is a pioneer industry leader in bilingual data collection, providing a wide range of services from questionnaire design and data collection.
Yeah, but there's I'm trying to get at who are your real sponsors? I mean, there's a lot of data acquisition services that are hired out by politicals. But you say you're doing it for bilingual, mostly English, Spanish.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, listen. Keep going then.
Yeah. When was
your long day?
No. So we already have 45%. So don't worry. Okay.
Oh, really? It's still 55% to go, huh?
No, 85.
Pretty
no,
good 85. Survey.
Yeah, we're at 85, sir.
85, you said.
Yes, 85%, sir. So we'll move
on.
Okay,
let's go.
So your time is really appreciated, and your opinion does matter, okay?
Sure.
So did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on how you vote on issue number one?
No.
Okay. And can you explain to me why?
Because the mother comes first, and the revoking of Roe versus Wade didn't allow for anything except in a few couple of states for the viability of the mother being primacy, right? Coming first, in other words, right?
Okay.
It's like,
okay. Uh-huh.
That's it.
Oh, that's it. Okay. And did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on whether or not you will actually vote?
No.
All right. Just explain to me why.
Because that's a very important thing. It's half of our population is female, okay? Don't they deserve some rights? I mean, they've been literally, if you think about it, they're the ones that have to carry the child, right? If that child dies within them, and let's say they need medical attention, and their state will not let any doctor help them, they're going to die. You think about that. I mean, just personally, you have to think about that. That does happen, right? And doctors are afraid to do anything to help women in these states that have these totally severe restrictions that nothing matters except for the heartbeat of the child. Well, I don't agree with that.
Okay, sir. Okay. Anything else in mind, sir?
Say again.
Anything else in mind?
Not right now, no.
Okay, thank you. So now I'm going to read you a series of messages that were used by both sides of the issue number one debate in Ohio. After I read the message, please let me know if you find that particular message to be convincing or unconvincing, okay?
Wait a minute. What is the conclusion of this?
Now I'm going to read you a series of messages that were used by both sides of the issue number one debate in Ohio. After I read each message, please let me know if you found that particular message to be convincing or unconvincing, okay?
Well, I'll try. Let's go.
Okay, so legal experts say issue number one allows for abortion even after viability for mental, emotional, and even financial reasons, not just to protect the life of the mother. Many women have been so overwhelmed that they considered having an abortion, but were glad they were ultimately chosen not to have an abortion. That is why many pro-choice women are voting no on issue number one, because it goes too far. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
No, not convincing at all.
Okay. And government should never force a rape victim to have their attacker's child. Never. Especially when the victim of the rape is a child.
I agree with that. They should never force it to have that child. It should be the decision of the mother again.
Okay.
In this instance.
Okay.
Of rape.
Okay. But that's the law in Ohio, and that is why voting yes on number one is so important. Voting yes stops the ban and gets the government out of the way. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
I want the yes answer for the issue.
Yes, sir.
All right. I voted yes.
Okay.
Okay, so.
But do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
I'm trying to remember what the actual argument of that statement was again.
All right, do you want to read it again, sir?
Yes.
Okay, so government should never force a rape victim to have their attacker's child. Never. So especially when the victim of the rape is a child.
Yes, I agree. The government should never force the rape victim to have the child.
So that argument is very convincing or somewhat convincing?
It's not convincing whatsoever.
Okay. So when we face personal medical decisions, we depend on our doctors, our faith, and our family, and the last thing we want is the government making those decisions for us. That is why voting yes on number one is so important. And so high extreme abortion ban, and ban with no exceptions for rape or incest. Issue number one even protects birth control and emergency care for miscarriages, so Ohio families will always have the freedom to make the most personal of decisions. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Yes, I believe that that should be true, all of it.
All right, so it's not convincing at all?
No. Well, no, see, now you did a negative flip on me there.
No, sir. This argument here, all I'm saying is this is a convincing argument or unconvincing argument?
You're going to have to reread it, okay? I'm sorry. My blood sugar is getting a little bit low, but keep going.
Yes, sir, but will you say not convincing at all or very convincing?
If you could reread it, I'll let you know again.
Okay, so when we face personal medical decisions, we depend on our doctors, our faith, and our family, and the last thing we want is the government making those decisions for us. That's why we're voting yes on number one is so important. And so high extreme abortion ban, a ban with no exceptions for rape or incest. Issue number one even protects birth control and emergency care for miscarriages, so Ohio families will always have the freedom to make the most personal decisions. Do you find this argument convincing or convincing?
Very convincing. You always should have the decision to make that choice.
Okay, so the next statement is, your daughter is young, vulnerable, online, you fear the worst. Push to change her sex or get an abortion. You have some right to help her get through this, but activists want to take all that away. Under their proposed amendment to the Ohio Constitution, the state should not interfere with individuals getting abortions. So sex change, meaning you can be cut the biggest decisions of your daughter's life. Do you find this argument?
Now, wait a minute. This is there's certain things you aren't saying about this. She's young. How young?
No, sir. This is a general argument.
Yeah, well, this argument is getting into some speculative kind of reasoning. So go ahead.
Okay, but will you find this argument convincing or unconvincing? If you don't want to answer, just
Not convincing.
Not convincing? Okay. So the last thing is both Joe Biden and Donald Trump oppose partial birth abortions and late-term abortions. But if issue number one passes on the ninth month, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother. Republicans and Democrats oppose the late-term abortions allowed under issue number one. Join them by voting issue number one. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Late-term abortions are the absolute last freaking thing to have happen.
Okay.
I mean, I don't want to have a late-term abortion whatsoever. I think that's one of those arguments that the right likes to speculate that people are having late-term abortions right and left, and it's just not true.
Okay, so you find this argument unconvincing or convincing?
Yes, unconvincing.
All right, not at all or very?
Very.
All right. All right, so which party mostly shares your personal views on the topic of abortion and reproductive rights, Democrats or Republicans?
Democrats.
And what is the most important policy issue currently facing the United States that would like to determine how you vote in the 2024 election?
Well, do you want me to say what my opinion is or something else?
No, sir. So what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States that would like to determine how you vote in the 2024 election? So is it like health care?
To rearrange the tax code against the 1%. Okay?
Okay. So jobs, okay.
No. Jobs, we're doing fine on jobs, okay? The truth of the matter is that we're very fluid in our economy right now, right?
Okay.
The most important thing is Donald Trump is not to occupy any office ever again.
Okay. All right. So when we're done here, sir, now if you had to choose which of the following three issues will you say will have the single greatest impact on your vote for candidates in the November 2024 election? Is it the issue for economic issues and inflation, abortion and reproductive freedom, protecting the democracy in the United States?
What was the last one?
Protecting democracy in the United States.
Protecting democracy in the United States.
And will the issue of abortion and reproductive rights play an important role for you personally in determining how you will vote in the November 2024 election?
Well, I've already done that here in Ohio. I've cast my vote. Unless there's some kind of national referendum, that's not an issue.
Okay, so I know it's still a long way off, but what if the November 2024 election for United States Senator in Ohio were being held today, and the candidates were the incumbent Sherrod Brown as a Democratic Party nominee for U.S. Senate, or the Republican Party nominee for U.S. Senate, for whom will you vote, or are you currently undecided?
Sherrod Brown.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
All right. I know it's still a long way off, but what if the November 24 election for president were being held today and the candidates were Joe Biden has a Democrat Party nominee, Donald Trump has a Republican Party nominee or third-party candidate, or are you currently undecided?
Joe Biden for now, for sure.
And why, sir?
Why? Because he's confident. He makes sense when he opens his mouth. He doesn't lie.
Confident, okay. Doesn't
confident.
Lie.
Not just confident. Confident.
Oh, confident. Okay.
He's confident and confident.
Okay. Okay. And doesn't lie?
No, I believe he's a very much truthful person, yes. I mean, when Donald Trump was in office, guy, right? Everybody in the world, every major leader in the world was like, who is this clown, right? They thought we were nuts to elect this asshole, right?
Okay.
He's a menace.
Okay.
Right? That's my opinion.
Okay. So,
and the people that cannot determine a truthful statement from some kind of horse pucky he puts up on his normal, anytime he opens his mouth is a lie. I mean, there's people that count this stuff.
Okay.
Right? And, a fact check.
Okay. Thank you for that information, sir.
Yeah.
So just a couple more questions and we're finished with the interview. So in what country were you born?
United States.
In what country were your parents and or grandparents born?
United States. Oh, grandparents on one side, one was were born in Hungary.
Hungary?
Yeah.
All right. And the other side?
In the United States.
Okay. So which political party do you primarily identify and agree with the most, the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, or some other party?
Democratic Party.
Do you consider yourself very liberal, moderate, conservative, or very conservative?
I'm pretty liberal.
All right. So very liberal?
Yeah.
All right. And what's your annual household income before taxes? Less than $25,000, between $25,000 and $50,000, between $50,000 and $75,000, between $75,000 and $100,000, or more than $100,000?
Well, here's one question I'm not going to answer for you, okay?
All right.
That's going to stay on one thing I don't want to answer.
But that's okay, sir. That's okay. And what is your gender?
I'm a male.
All right. So this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Thank you very much. Okay, you have a good day.
Well, let me tell you something. You stuck with it. I have to tell you, that's a long interview. I've done phone banking, and I know it can be kind of challenging. You hit all kinds of people. All right, well, good luck. I'm glad you're sticking to it there.
Thank you, sir.
So have a nice evening.
You too, sir.
You too. Bye-bye.
I'm going in today.
Hello?